happening when you all play by the rules to a lover's game? And if Cupid's shooting, then he must have perfect aim.
It's the love thing. You're loving me, you're loving me, right? You're loving me, you're loving me, right?
It's the love thing.
That's It's a Love Thing. It's the first track off of Cakes Dakila's latest album titled Black Sheep. On the 11-track project, the New Jersey-born, New York-based MC flows ferociously over house music and hip-hop beats. Inspired by the nightlife scene and community building, and no cap, the albums make you bop your head, if not move your whole body. You also get collaborations with R&B and pop artists Warren Dumas out of Atlanta, and vocalist Stout out of New Haven, Connecticut, and singer Dawn Richard out of New Orleans. A review for Pitchfork said that the album is a confident compendium of breathless performances, bombastic personality, and thrilling genre collages. It's more akin to a victory lap, an unbothered mission statement from someone who knows what he deserves and who's going to laugh in your face as he tells you. Wow. Black Sheep is out now. Cakes Dakila joins us today for a listening party. Cakes, welcome to all of it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, Black Sheep is a powerful title for an album. Where'd that name come from? Why does it represent the album?
It basically was the energy that fueled the album. I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And being an independent artist, you kind of feel like sometimes that you're like basically banging your head against a glass ceiling. But instead of sulking on that energy, I just decided to put it in a new project. So, yeah.
So you felt like that glass ceiling you were banging up until this point, maybe including this point, and now you've decided to put that energy into Black Sheep sound. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, period. But I do realize now as an artist, I think we always feel like that. So I think it's just kind of the cross I have to bear. So, yeah.
Tell me how that sound comes through in Black Sheep's album. That I guess, frustration, not to put words in your mouth, that frustration, that dedication, the ferocity. Where does that sound
come
through?
I don't think it's not necessarily frustration. I think that tension kind of gives me the ease to just do what I want to do. So it kind of makes me have a sort of freedom to just do what I want. Like, I'm not thinking about pleasing anybody. And I think that that's when I kind of make the best music.
Yeah. Your last album, Svengali, had been in the works since 2018, but you decided to wait to release it in 2022. Where were you back then in terms of thinking about your career? And how does Black Sheep differ from your previous work in that sense?
Well, I was thinking about just, you know, moving forward. But what happened was the pandemic kind of derailed that plan. So as me and the whole world had to do, we kind of had to recalibrate and figure out how we was going to continue to move forward. And then that time I put out like mixtapes just to keep the ball rolling. And then when the world kind of got back on track, I decided to drop the project. As far as the correlation between Svengali and Black Sheep, I'm working with the same producer, Sam Katz, who is a longtime collaborator that I've been working with since the beginning of my career. And yeah, like I said earlier, it kind of has that same energy. I'm way more comfortable in myself as an artist and as a writer. The only difference would be I'm writing more melodies and more vocal parts, which I'm experimenting with now because I'm like, might as well do everything, right?
You mentioned working with Sam Katz as the producer that you worked with on that album and this one, Black Sheep. Is there a benefit to work? I mean, obviously there's a benefit. What is the benefit to working with the same producer?
Well, for me, I think it depends. I just like working with one person because it can be a hassle as far as recording, getting stems. Basically, the technical part of recording music can get a little bit of a headache when you're working with multiple people, aside from just talking about artistic egos and drama and all that aside. I kind of like compare it to just making a baby. You only need two parents to do that. And that's kind of how I like to make my albums.
And what is it about Sam Katz's style that really resonates with you?
He's a good baby daddy.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what that baby's singing. Let's listen to a song from the album Black Sheep. This track is titled Make Me Ova. Before we listen, tell us about the impetus behind the lyrics and the song for what we're going to hear.
This song is all about feeling it. And yeah, if you don't feel it, you got to go to the doctor.
Well, let's see.
Thank you.
There ain't never been a need to beg your pardon. With this baby doll face, I still get carded. Keep a strong struck, walking so unbothered. Steady getting to the bag without no problems. Why they say this mad? Cause I flow's cathartic. Maybe cause I stay abroad, living life so exotic. Good in any hood from the birth to the projects. And I keep a good connect, Jefferson to the Rogers. With a style so butter, never paying a cover. Got my name on every list from Japan, that Calcutta. Feeling many fresh kicks, the number one stunner. Nickname booked in the AKA the road runner. But I got a bookie BX to Tijuana. That's a goodie, 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 ooh la 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 la. High fashion wordplay, you all the things that I say. Hips going switch like you burning up a runway. I wanna be made over, can you make me over? Remember make me over, I just wanna be. I wanna be made over, can you make me?
So, Cakes, you said before, if you're not feeling it, you need to go see a doctor. I'm happy to report I do not need to go see a doctor. I am indeed feeling it. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, but you do have health insurance, so that's good.
I do have health insurance, so just in case, okay, we're covered. Bye. We're covered all the ways. We're talking to rapper Cakes da Killa. We're having a listening party of his new album, Black Sheep. You know, you're in New York now, but you're originally from New Jersey, right?
Right.
And when was the moment you thought, hey, I want to be a rapper?
I don't think there was a moment that I thought I would want to be a rapper, because at the time when I started making music, that trajectory wasn't really accessible for queer people. Mm. So for me, it was just, I was just going to make music just for fun. It wasn't until I received the check that said Cakes da Killa on it that I knew that I was a rapper, even though I couldn't cash it because Cakes da Killa doesn't have a bank account.
I was going to ask.
But so that was just a headache. But I think once I started, you know, working in the field, that's when I knew that this is what I was supposed to do.
Basically. So it was really once you started, you stumbled into it a little bit in that specific niche and thought, oh, this is the way I'm going to go. Is that fair?
Yeah, my main thing was I wanted to be a creative, and I didn't know if I was going to work at a magazine or be a stylist, mm-hmm. but I knew I wanted to do something in nightlife, and New York was the place where all the weirdos went. And I was like, what is the best way for me to get the most drink tickets and free entry into the club? So, yeah.
It's interesting that you bring up fashion, because some people might not know that you studied fashion at Montclair State University. And in addition mm-hmm. to music, you're also known for your personal sense of style. How does fashion intersect with your musical work?
I mean, you know, as a queer person of color, style, whether we're talking about language or just the way you carry yourself, dance, it's all encompassing. So, you know, I just try to be an artist in every aspect of my life.
Mm. You know, you have a huge stage presence, too. How do you work on that stage presence? Is it through the what you wear as well? Or are there other things that you do to help, round out that part of your work as an artist?
A lot of tequila.
We're talking about all of the elements that go into sound, and with your artistry, who are some of the folks that influenced you as a young artist?
Yeah, it could range. I think sonically, I've been inspired by a lot of rappers like Foxy Brown, people like Jadakiss and Cam'ron, just to get my technicality. But I could also be inspired by Bette Midler or, a play or a movie. So for me, I just like to take everything that kind of inspires me and puts it together, which is why it's kind of hard to put my music in one genre or one box, because it's being inspired by so many things and influenced by so many things.
Yeah. Putting it in a box is so difficult, especially when you, like you said, consider all of the different elements that go into the multitudes of an individual. If you had to describe
right.
the Cakes da Killa sound, don't put it into a box, but, unopen and show some of the gifts. How would you describe your sound?
I would just call it good music. I think that's pretty much, it's just very simple.
Hip hop has often been a platform for social and political commentary. It's part of, the sound for so many different musicians. In what ways do you think the current landscape of hip hop evolving, particularly in terms of embracing diverse voices and styles? Because you talked before about rap not really being an accessible avenue for you. So how do you see that evolving now?
I think that had a lot to do with just social media and also just the shift in younger generations. I think we're dealing with younger people that are way more open than the people that I grew up with, which is great. And I think social media gives people, as far as we're talking about industry and these infrastructures that were more gatekeeping things, you don't need to rely on these people anymore to get your voice heard. So I think that in conjunction with those two things is what kind of shifted the landscape. And I also just think people just are more free. So that kind of influenced it mainly.
Tell me more about that. What do you mean people are more free?
I don't know if it's because the world is ending. I think people just don't care. I feel like there's a sort of freedom in the air, or maybe that's just me because I'm in Hong Kong right now. But I think just people are just, you know, they're just, they're living. Maybe it's just like the post-COVID energy. I just feel like, yeah.
Mm. Well, let's listen to a song from your album, Black Sheep, that has to do with, you know, how people engage with problems. The track is titled Problems for Problems, Cakes to Kill Up. Let's listen to it.
Everybody wanna cop when they can't afford me. I am not a $3 bottle of Georgie. Gotta run it up, I need a prince to spoil me. But can you make it quick? The small talk kinda bores me. Ring the landline if I miss that call sheet. Too busy being out my mind like Doshi. Catch me out in Mars, having tea with Bowie. Cause I'm light years ahead, all that okie dokie. Picture me losing my checks, it's not likely. Always down to do the right things like I'm Spike Lee. Hype beast, go from rock stars to track stars, it's spicy. Live the imitator, so fake and shiesty. I'm too busy going shopping, trying to make another. I don't hear too many options. Crossing every T, then all my eyes getting dotted. Rappers want beef, but they don't never want no problem. I don't get that though. 16s be so mean, they make you hit that whoa. All I spit is 100 proof, you should sip that slow. And if they move,
Cakes, one really cool thing about listening to that is all of the different genres of music that you can hear in the beats. I mean, I might be getting this wrong, but I hear Cuban beats in there. I hear electronica in there. There's a lot of different musical elements that you, like you said, it makes it hard to put into one category. How did you experiment with different musical styles and elements on this album?
Well, I can't really take the credit for that. I think that's, I have to just give that up to Sam Katz. He's just a weirdo. That's why me and him work very well together. I think we don't like, you know, creating things that could be put in one box because we are creatives who are inspired by so much. So we just try to use all that to just make something that's very unique to like our sound. So yeah, mm-hmm. We just like to have fun with making music.
And, you know, you sample, too. Hip-hop has a rich history of reinterpreting, repurposing existing music through sampling. So it's not just making stuff, but it's reinventing stuff. What's your approach to sampling as a form of expression?
I don't really sample that often, but when I do sample, I try to do justice to the sample, but also try to reintroduce the track to the market in a new way. Mm. From my perspective, that's how I grew up hearing sampling. It's kind of getting a little too copy and paste these days, but for me, I'm just like, if I want to introduce a song, you know, to the market, I want it to kind of, you know, be a little fresh.
Yeah, let's listen to an example of that. There's the song from the album Black Sheep. It's the track titled Cakewalk. And in this song, you sample Brenda Taylor's 1982 record, You Can't Have Your Cake and Eat It Too. Let's listen to that right now.
You can't. You have.
Real T, baby, daddy trying to creep on me. Every dog gon' roam. If you let him off the leash, gotta hit him up style. Can't travel on a beat. Miss things so hot, turn down that heat like. No peace when I pump up the streets. Screaming down your block and I'm bumping Khalees. Look, I don't shiver and I don't sublease. Better leave him on the grill, cause that's my meat. Lottie dottie, shut down your party. I'm hopping out Ferraris, me and a couple yardies. Raise it in the cheek, TNT on the body. It's the time to chill and the time to get rowdy. Tick, tick, boom, my reputation. He just fell for a new temptation.
So, Cakes, how do you ensure that your use of samples add something new? Or, you know, you mentioned before that you want to make sure that it brings something new. How do you measure that?
I think it's just the feeling that I have, but it's also, I just don't copy paste it. Me and Sam kind of flex our creative muscles to figure out a way to do that. But it happens more effortlessly. Like, it's not that hard because I feel like if it becomes too much of a task, we kind of abandon it. But you know when you got it.
Got it. Yeah. You mentioned that you collab with Sam Katz, but there's collaborations in this album that, you know, are on the performance side, too. Can you tell us about the artists or producers on Black Sheep, or tell us more about the artists that you collaborated with as well on this?
Right. So I worked with Warren Dumas, Don Richard, and Stout, some vocalists that I've admired for a while, you know, just meeting them in life and just running amok through the cities and just touring. Happily, I was able to send them demos and they actually liked the music and they were able to just record the sections that I needed and send them back. So it was a very seamless thing. And, you know, to even work with someone like Don Richard, who I've been a fan of for years, you know, seeing her career through reality TV and, you know, being in the group, I was very, very honored that I was able to work with her. So it was very, like, fab for me.
What was it about her work that made you want to work with her specifically?
I mean, it's always great to work with a fellow weirdo, somebody who thinks outside the box. But as an independent artist, and, you know, I've been kind of underground for a very long time, to collaborate with somebody who achieved that level of, like, mainstream success kind of makes you feel like, you're not wasting your time, basically. It's like, okay, I got something, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Affirmation, but also just like justification for what you're doing and maybe rediscovering the love that you have for what you're doing. Is that all fair?
Exactamo.
Yeah, exactamo. Let's listen to a song from the album Black Sheep. This track is titled Do That Baby, and it's featuring Don Richard. Here it is.
Hey, yeah.
You ready?
Come and switch up the tempo.
Do that, baby.
Straight weak to your touch.
And my hips are shaking.
Hugged up in the cut.
Cause it's hot, it's blazing.
You know I never gave up.
Kicking you so crazy.
Come and switch up the tempo.
Do that, baby.
Straight weak to your touch.
And my hips are shaking.
Hugged up in the cut.
Cause it's hot, it's blazing.
You know I never gave up.
Kicking you so shady.
Catch me out in Bangkok. Drake dolin' carrots. In a good toe furry boots made of rabbits. Every time I hop up on the scene, hands grabbing. Told him keep it cool. If he want it, he can have it. Now my X-Men sticking to me like a magnet. Pics on the gram. Got these boys trying to ravage. Lips, my hips, my thighs, my package. Eat it up quick before it poof like magic. Yeah, baby, can you give me some more? Putting on him like a G till I lose control. Till the ref blow the whistle, he's sucking all on my gristle. I'm riding that side saddle, he's digging on his initials. I could not fathom sex with no magnum. You bagged the hot one, no need for bragging. Straight take your section, refill my glass in deep and dive to a fatal attraction. Switch up the tempo,
do that, baby.
Straight weak to your touch,
and my hips are shaking.
Hugged up in the cut,
cause it's hot, it's blazing.
You know I never gave a fuck,
kicking you so crazy.
Cakes, looking ahead, what's next for you after the release of Black Sheep, and how do you envision your future projects evolving?
Well, basically, I'll be dropping a deluxe version of the album just to, you know, I'm always working on music. So I'm just like, let's just give them a little bit more since me and Sam have been crafting this. But yeah, I'm also working on my follow up. I mean, as an artist, it's like you got to work if you want to eat. So it's like I'm always doing something. Like, and I also have a tour coming up. I'm currently on my Asian Australian tour that's being wrapped right now. And I'll be on my North American tour in June and my European tour in July.
That's wonderful. And you're in Hong Kong right now. What do you like about performing live? What are some of the best cities you've performed in so far?
The best cities that I've performed in is when the check actually comes on time. what I love about performing is, you know, just meeting people and the interactions that you have, like the energy exchange. And obviously touring and traveling inspires a lot of the music. So for me, it's kind of like a give and take.
And when you think about what you've learned with this album, what are some lessons that you want to carry with you in your future projects, live or pre-recorded or otherwise?
Okay, I think the biggest lesson as far as recording is if you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable with something, it means you're onto something good. That was the biggest thing of like, oh, like feeling like that when I was making the album. And this seems like a project that has been very well received. So I'm super, super proud of it.
Wonderful. We've been talking to Cakes Dekila, his new album, Black Sheep. It's a listening party. He's on tour right now. Let's go out on a song from the album, Black Sheep. This track is titled Ain't Sweet. It's the last track of the album. Cakes, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Here's that track.
Me press and stress, I ain't beat. Getting dressed for less, I ain't. Your man see me out on the Ave and straight geeks. Just because the name is Casey, it's sweet. I'm
I'ma tell ya, like my mama told me. Haters pop off and be dead going in a week. Birds don't even got the bread for us to link. So yeah, I must be out of your head shattering me. All my P's and Q's curving fools when I say so. Every time I step into the booth, y'all better lay low. I can eat a beat or skate on it like Maseko. Now it's time to show them how to really make this thing blow. Halo 1 tight, brim fitted like a Kango. Players trying to pull on my car like this a game show. Who be staying? I am my spot, your boy's a staple. If we talk with flows, clear my name, go. Picture me beefing with homos for some promo. Claiming they could up a beat, I ain't think so. 15 minutes of fame, yeah, that's a no-go. Cause I'm freaking minds like I got it on slow-mo. Y'all be tweeting, it sounded so absurd. But I get to mind.
And that's it for today's show. Wow, we covered a lot from baseball to Cakes to Kill It. Thanks so much for being with us. Coming up on tomorrow's show, in honor of Women's History Month, we'll hear some of our favorite recent conversations with icons like Nashville-based Grammy Award-winning musician Alison Russell, actor Alex Borstein, who starred as Susie Meyerson in The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and blues singer Betty Levette. If you want to talk to us, you can always hit us up on social at allofitwnyc. We'll see you here tomorrow. Be well. Talk to you soon.